We needed to protect the world because our own safety is at stake. And again, you want to have a war, just let Putin go ahead and take Kyiv, make sure they move on, see what happens in Poland, Hungary, and other places along that border. Then you have a war.
President Donald Trump, CNN, and their coverage of the presidential debate last night in Atlanta. And with more reaction, political analyst with KDKA-TV, John Delano joins us. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good morning to all your listeners.
And appreciate you taking time. I know you're on a personal mission with your church in Louisville, so thank you so much. But no doubt you had an opportunity to sit down and take in the 1 hour and 39 minutes. Let's get your reaction.
It was an excruciating debate to watch. It really was, by both candidates. I mean, I think the fact is it really confirms what the American people have said in poll after poll after poll. They do not want a rematch between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And I think that people watching that debate last night saw the reasons why. Donald Trump cannot answer a straight question. And you know, as the fact finders have said, he lied multiple times on television. Joe Biden gave an ineffectual performance, to say the least, and was clearly not on top of any game at all, reaffirming what many people believe, that he's too old to be president.
John, so Paul Rasmussen here, real quickly, being that being the case, now that we have this, we're behind this, and some of the Democrats are talking about making a change, maybe the voters will have a choice that's different coming up. What do you think about that?
I doubt it very much. I do not think the Republicans are going to dump Donald Trump or the Democrats are going to dump Joe Biden. I think it's very unlikely. After all, the only person who can dump Joe Biden is Joe Biden.
Right.
And the same is true with Donald Trump. They both have won sufficient delegates to their national conventions that start next month. They've won those delegates. They are committed to vote for these candidates on that first ballot under party rules in both parties. And so unless the candidates themselves withdraw, there's really no option. So, you know, I know there's a lot of hand-wringing, and we're going to hear a lot of that, I think, over the next few days. I think the real question about Joe Biden is whether or not he's able to kind of resurrect himself. And I guess people thought that's what this debate was going to be. A resurrection of sorts for him, but it didn't happen.
Well, at the State of the Union several months ago, Joe Biden had a much better performance, enough so that Donald Trump said they juiced him. It didn't look like he was juiced last night, that's for sure.
I think some of that stuff, that's just crazy stuff. He's not taking drugs to performance enhancement. If they are, I'd never buy those drugs.
But, you know, John Stewart said last night, John, that the both of the candidates needed to have performance enhancing drugs.
I saw that clip. I think part of the problem is, you know, the president just came back from a 10-day trip to Europe. This time zone stuff can drive you nuts. I don't know that this was really the time for him to do a debate. And that's on him and his people for having agreed to this, knowing what their schedule was. So I don't know. I just think in the end, I think we're still going to be stuck with Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
John Delano, KDKA-TV. Before you go, John, curious, politics aside, which is hard to do, the structure of the debate, what did you think of the format? No audience, controlled microphones, staffers, no pre-written notes. What did you think?
Well, you know, we've hosted a lot of debates at KDKA-TV, and I do not believe in having an audience there. I think the candidates know that there are people watching on television, and that's the way it should be. But having an audience in there can influence who they speak to, essentially. With respect to shutting off the mics, I'm not a big fan of that because I think the interaction between the two of any candidates is really good to hear. And sometimes people get emotional and they react to what someone says about the other. And I think shutting off the mics made it hard. You could tell when Biden was reacting to something Trump said and Trump reacted to something Biden said because their mouths were flapping, but you couldn't exactly hear the words. And I would have liked to have heard those words As far as the aides are concerned, you know, they should be behind the scenes. Maybe during the break you should be allowed to chat with them. But I think for the most part the debate was structured the way you would typically do a debate in a TV studio.
Well, would you say that the big winner last night, John, was CNN?
Well, that, I guess, depends on whether you believe the moderators did a good job. I think there's a side to me as a journalist, and not as a moderator, but as a journalist, that wants to ask follow-up questions and to criticize or at least point out when lies are said. And they didn't do any of that stuff. So, you know, CNN certainly, I don't know the audience figures. Have you guys heard how many folks watched?
We've been looking all morning to try to get the number. We anticipated it being potentially a record because there was a poll that said 60, what was it?
Six in 10 Americans said AP will be watching the debate.
That's a lot of people. That, you know, kind of rivals Super Bowl stuff. I tell you this much, I bet most of the audience tuned out after 30 minutes.
Well, it's good that you're in a place where you're circled with spirituality and pray.
Yes. Amen. It's a national convention for my church, and you can better believe we're doing a lot of praying.
John, we appreciate taking time for us. Thank you. Have a great weekend and safe travels.
Thank you. All the best, guys. Have a good day now.
You got it. That is KDK TV's political analyst, John Delano. 866-391-1020. We still want to hear what you think.
No general got fired for the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, Afghanistan, where we left billions of dollars of equipment behind. We lost 13 beautiful soldiers, and 38 soldiers were obliterated. And by the way, we left people behind, too. We left American citizens behind.
Donald Trump last night at the debate on CNN from Atlanta. And let's go to Bill in the Hill District. You're on the Big K Morning Show.
Yeah, how you doing, man? Donald Trump is a big liar. It's just everything. He never answered any questions. I mean, like, it's like an embarrassment. Like, what was the sense of having a debate if he wasn't going to answer any of the questions? He answered maybe the first question. After that, he couldn't answer a question. He didn't know what he was talking about. But all everybody could talk about is Sleepy Joe. Come on now.
All right, Bill, let's go to Greensburg, ironically, Brandon. Which Donald Trump actually said to Joe Biden at one point something about. Go ahead, Brandon. Brandon, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
You know what? I'll be happy when this morning is over because I am politicized to the point where I'm just sick and tired of all of it.
To the max.
I want to go to enjoy the weekend. But go ahead.
Yeah, hey, the debate was pretty much, I mean, what I expected. It was constant back and forth about what one guy can do better than the other, then calling the other person a liar at the end. I mean, we've been listening to the same stuff since 2016.
Thank you.
Nothing's gotten real, you know, realistically any better. If anything, it's gotten worse. I've been a pretty much a middle-class conservative since I was old enough to vote, and there's nothing in that debate that made me excited about the future of our country. I think we need to end the polarization and focus on what's going to unite us and make us a better country.
Brandon, what you just said, I agree with 110%.
Same here.
Say that again.
I think what we need to do is end the polarization and focus on what's going to unite us and make us a better country. Honestly, right now, I think the only presidential candidate that I believe can do that's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And I'm not sure why he's being so silenced.
Well, they blocked him out. They didn't allow him to be in the debate.
I know, and I think that's wrong. I think, if he can't qualify, then debate him off the stage, but at least let him be heard. I think everybody around Pittsburgh needs to give this guy a listen and see what he has to offer. I've been listening to his podcast for a while now, and like I said, I've been a conservative, and everybody calls him far left, but he's the only guy that's talking and making sense right now is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
What kind of work do you do, Brandon?
I do electrical work in the oil and gas field.
Okay. And obviously, you're worried day to day how to support and feed your family, right?
Well, yeah. I make a decent wage. I know that for a fact as middle class. And, you know, I have a young family and I'm having a hard time finding a house that I can afford. And it's, you know, it's ridiculous.
Appreciate your input, Brandon. You had, for me, the line of the day.
Absolutely.
Take care.
All right. Brandon in Greensburg. And coming up, we're going to talk to Dr. Jerry Schuster, who's an expert in presidential rhetoric. And I can't imagine in Dr. Schuster's long career that he would have more of an opportunity to discuss just that after what transpired last night.
One quick follow-up, Larry, before we go. Dr. Phil posted 11 hours ago on X his back-and-forth interview. Dr. Phil with Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Kennedy had his own thing. They billed it as like the real debate. And
that's another post that Kennedy made. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, he was doing his own thing. We got time to squeeze in one more, Aaron. Let's go to Laura in Munhall. You're on the Big K Morning Show. You get final word this half hour.
Thank you. I listened all the way through that debate last night, and I came away more confused and heart sick. I think that Donald Trump is nothing but a pompous, and you know what the last word is of that. He's only in this for himself, and I think Biden has the nation, our nation, at heart. He's not great, but he's honest, and there are not very many honest people in the government these days, and I do think that Biden is one of them. But forget. And I have more to say, but I can't even get it out. But thank you for listening.
All right. Laura, thank you. And it's been quite a morning of reaction from both sides and some in the middle. And we're very excited to have with us Dr. Jerry Schuster, who is an expert in presidential rhetoric, our longtime friend and Doc, I imagine you had a field day just sitting back and kind of taking it all in last night.
It was most unusual, let's put it that way. I think it was probably one of the more unique debates I've ever watched. And but in reality, I think you have to begin with the fact that it didn't live up to the hype that we all thought that it might. What did we learn? Not sure. But both characters both lived up to their reputations, so... You know, the views that I think the audience had of each were confirmed and reinforced. And that's the best you can say about what occurred last evening.
The surprise for many, though, was that President Biden had clearly some issues, raspy voice, had to nearly cough a few times. He had something going on. Now, his team said post-debate it was he's dealing with a cold. Others are saying... They don't think so.
Well, you know what? I have a tendency to believe that dealing with a cold and a raspy voice, to some limited extent, you could alleviate that. Could any doctor take care of it completely? No. But at the same time, I think what most people were concerned about after watching that was the fact that he didn't complete his thoughts. He stumbled over various responses. And in fact, got so repetitious in some areas, and he failed to connect transitions from one point to the other. He would go from one point and then lead into something that was entirely contradictory or different than he initially started to respond to. And that in itself reinforced what some people think, that his senility is catching up with him. I personally don't believe that, because I watched him deliver, as you probably did, a fantastic State of the Union speech. So we know that he still got it, but you know, some are claiming that his 10-day trip to Europe and to the other nations across the ocean was too hard on him, and that to some limited extent was a possible cause. But at the same time, they're the ones who chose the dates, both candidates. So it's, they know what their dates are in advance.
Dr. Schuster, Paul Rasmussen here. What was your evaluation of the Trump performance?
Trump was being Trump most of the time. In terms of his delivery, he was strong, deliberate, and very pointed. But at the same time, one of the things he failed to do was correct the inaccuracies that many of his statements were filled with. And that's, that's why I say Trump was being Trump.
Well, they have, and as you know, they go through a series of fact-checking, and I highly recommend, if people are motivated to do so, that you go back and read the facts and the fact-checking that was done on both candidates. But the optics of last night clearly favored Donald Trump. The poll after showed 67% said they thought if there was declare a winner of the debate, that it was Donald Trump.
Yep, absolutely. His ability to respond quickly, and whether or not you agreed with him was one thing. But he was strong in his delivery, and he looked straight on most of the time, not only to the camera, but very often he was focused on the president when he responded. And, he didn't miss any opportunity to go on the attack. Even when the president tried to be a little bit humorous and talk about a golf game, Biden went right after him.
All right, you're going to hear just this clip, 30 seconds.
Well, I took two tests, cognitive tests. I aced them, both of them, as you know. We made it public. He took none. I'd like to see him take one, just one, a real easy one. Like, go through the first five questions. He couldn't do it. But I took two cognitive tests. I took physical exams every year. And, we knock on wood, wherever we may have wood, that I'm in very good health. I just won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart, and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way. And I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
And then Joe Biden said he clarified that he was an 8 handicap, maybe a 6 at one point when he was vice president. Anyway, that was mildly humorous. And for a lot of people, it was kind of boring, Jerry.
Yeah, it was. And I think when people look at a situation that was exhibited by the president last night, you begin to feel a great deal of empathy. And I don't want to say feel sorry for him, but empathy, thinking that, wow, I've been in this position. But you know what? This is supposed to be a skilled speaker. And one of the things, as you well know, you guys, that when you speak impromptu, you've got to think before you react and talk. And that's clearly what the president wasn't able to do last night. He didn't take 3 to 5 seconds to think about, how do I begin this response? And, and that's what got him into trouble. He'd get halfway through a statement, and then he would try to adjust it. And that's where he, allowed himself to be characterized as, he may be elderly, but at the same time, I don't think he's senile. I think last night, though, it suggested that he was. And some people, I liked the line that one of the commentators said last night, Gavin Newsom's beginning to look very good.
What did you think of the debate format and the moderators?
I like the fact that the audience would be present. I know that's focused on Trump, and the moderators never gave these guys an opportunity to, once they gave a response, to go after them for the response. That's part of one of the things that a moderator does. If you give a response and it's inaccurate, what you do is challenge the person who gave the incorrect or information, and they didn't do that, and that takes away some of the spontaneity of the effectiveness of a good debate.
All right, where do we go from here after we sort through the details and the fact-checking? Is there a chance in your mind that the Democrats somehow change their nominee, and that can only happen if Joe Biden says so?
Yeah, no, I don't think so, unless something really untoward, something terribly negative happens to his health and forbids him to be able to campaign. But I think right now what they need to do is, and I know this sounds a little unusual, but I think they need to get Joe Biden out to the in the general public and make statements into rallies like Trump does routinely. That's one of the things that can take away the stigma that he has reinforced as a result of last night.
Dr. Jerry Shuster, an expert in presidential rhetoric, University of Pittsburgh. Doc, good to talk to you. And between here and November, we hope to talk many times again.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All of these people are coming in. They're putting them on Medicare. They're putting them on Social Security. They're going to destroy Social Security. This man is going to single-handedly destroy Social Security. These millions and millions of people coming in.
Former President Donald Trump last night from Atlanta on CNN, the presidential debate. And mornings after, for a lot of people. And we're getting reaction from all different sides. And we go to David in the East Hills. You're on the Big K Morning Show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
You got it, man. What's on your mind?
Well, a lot's on my mind right now, as it should be for a lot of Americans. If there's any American out there that thought either one of those gentlemen did a good job last night, they need to do a reality check. The debate last night was three S's. It was silly at times. It was shocking at times. And it was scary at times. We all know they went back and forth multiple times with jokes and jabs, but there's, what, 400 million Americans, and that's the best we have? I mean, those two gentlemen going back and forth, it just made a laugher of the entire presidential election right now. And I think this is going to come down to people are going to vote against the other opponent than voting for their candidate, and that's the issue. No one wants either one of these guys in office, but no one is willing to step up and say, you shouldn't be in office. You shouldn't be running. And that's the problem, is we have a system that's flawed, and I don't know if there's a way to fix it right now.
All right, David, thank you for your input. Well, let's squeeze in William in McKees Rocks. You got 30 seconds.
Yes. I believe Biden wasn't on his best game. He's sick, you can tell. And all this stuff to take place is, what I'm trying to say is, Trump is not it. He's like, wants to form a, like Boss Tweed. If he gets in office, he's going to put all his cronies in, and you're going to have cancer.
All right, William, thank you. More to come, and there has been a lot this morning. Oh, man. You know what, Paul?
I do know.
Yes, the weekend is looking really good right now.
I'm telling you, I'm going to make a stop at the state store on the way
home. My guess is that a lot of people, after digesting that last night and this morning's reaction, are going to just be willing to turn their focus on the weekend. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville, back to Heather Zambito.
Good morning. Still have residual delays on major roadways around town because of some accidents. Parkway West is our biggest trouble right now. Inbound, you're lining up just over the top of Green Tree Hill, but outbound, you're getting in line for the outbound Parkway West at the Fort Pitt approach from the Parkway East. Staying in that on the tunnel, the bridge, then the tunnel, and then coming out of the tunnel, you're going to stay in that very slow-moving traffic until about halfway down the far side of Green Tree Hill. That's because of an accident there. Parkway East, another accident. This one on the outbound side near Edgewood-Swissvale is snarling traffic coming from the city onto the Parkway East outbound, where you're getting in line around the bend. Inbound on the Parkway East, lining up around Edgewood-Swissvale. That's actually not too bad right now. 28, we're seeing some improvements, some slowdown around Millvale because of an earlier accident near Betts Bridge, and still seeing lots of snarled traffic in Avalon in both directions on 65. AAA traffic on the fives is brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers. LGKG, your home team. Visit lgkg.com. I'm Heather Zambito on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
High of 88. We're in the mid-60s now, and we're going to give Ed in Beaver County. The last word this half hour. You got 30. Go, Ed.
I say shame on Mrs. Biden, shame on his kids, shame on all of his handlers and the Democratic Party for putting him out there and letting him do that. All the good Joe Biden did in his life, that's how he's going to be remembered, and that's very sad.